We're up to about Samaches, the new prayer paragraph. Mishnah says, "Behem mahamakash alonot, a behem that's having a hard time when it's giving birth, and vohitzi uber es yadai, the uber and the fetus inside is puts out its hand, vohitzi uber es yadai, vehechzirei, and then the baby returns it back inside. So lochris mutabachila, you still not eat it." We'll see in the Gemara exactly what is considered mutar b'achila. Does it mean even the hand, or it just means the rest of the uber is still mutar b'achila, meaning later when you shech the mother, the shechita of the mother helps for the uber that's inside. What's going to be the hoitzias roishai? Let's say this fetus put out its head came out already, like it started to have birth, the head came out. So then the chiddush is, even though then the head goes back into the mother, into the stomach, and then you make a sheet on the behema when the fetus is inside it, still the din is harezek yelud. We consider the fetus as if it's already born, and therefore it's sort of like its own chis, and it is not, does not become mutter with the sheet of the mother. But you have to wait till it's born by itself, and then if it's still alive, you can make a sheet later on it. But if it's born dead-like, so then it's like an avela, but the mother's sheet does not help on it, since it's considered already yelud. What's going to be now? Let's say when the mother's still alive, you put your hands inside the womb and you cut off a piece of the fetus and you leave it inside. Later, when you make a sheet around the mother, so you'll not eat anything that's inside the stomach, that's inside the animal. We'll have a pasuk later, anything inside the mother, like his kosher, is mutter with a sheet. But what's going to be? Let's say you go into the stomach, into the animal, and you cut part of the animal itself off. You cut off part of the spleen, or you cut off the cloyes, the kidneys, even though it's left inside, and then you make a shechita on the mother. That remains also b'chila. Those pieces that were cut off, since it's cut off from the animal itself, it remains also. And ziyaklal, this is the general rule, that dovisha shagufoi also. If you cut off a piece of the goof of the animal itself before shchit, and then you make a shchit, even though it's still inside, it's also bachila. It doesn't have the heter of the shchita. Mashenke is the shame of gufa, was not part of the goof of the animal itself, the mush of the fetus inside it. So even though you cut off part of the fetus, as long as it's still inside the mother, then muta, that's the snook zeh kosum, mikoba behema. Anything, not including the animal itself, but anything else that's inside the animal, becomes mutter b'achila. Meaning to say the fetus becomes mutter b'achila with the shechita of the mother. Now the Gemara says, Omer Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, that the Eiver Atznoi also. Rav Yehuda Amar Rav learns, that's what the Mishnah says, that Hamakash Alele Vohitzi Ubras Yadai Vehachzir Mutter B'achila. It does not go on the yad itself, the hand that came out of the mother's stomach, that remains also. What's mutter b'achila is only the rest of the uber. Rashi says, "Ve'eber atzmei osa b'achila meyachas sheyotza mitchilosa kodem shchita." Since it went out before shchita, v'yachas pishach zira, even though it came back before, still it's osa b'achila. My time. And what's the reason? The Yamakor, the pasuk says, "Ubrosa b'asada treifa leteichlu." Any brosa that's found in the field, that's a treifa leteichlu. And we darsh, and Rashi says, "Kolema." The pasuk needs to teach us that. Chutzle mechitza, say, once any time the animal goes out of its mechitza, sahainu liyavir, goes out into the yavir. Sherechem zehever le mechitza latire. This rechem is like its place, is like its mechitza to matter with the shchita. So it would have been inside, and then the shchita is laying the help. Vechiva and shiyot, since this went out, harayu ketreif, it's like a treif of leitechlu. Therefore, now let eat it. As the whole mishiyesh la mechitza the yotzer could go in bosa kochim she has nam liyakro and akula the yavera take it outside its mechitza because it has a lock of a treifa. So you see this uber that sticks its hands outside the mother's stomach, the fetus, so it remains asa bechila. As the most question that kivin she yotzer bosa chutz mechitza soi nesta, the bosa remains asa bechila. Now the more is that true to none runs in our mishnah. The hey mom akasha leda, a behemoth is having a difficult birth. For heitzi uber es yada in the fetus puts out his hand out of the mother. the Achzir, and then it returns it back inside the womb. Mutav Achila, our Mishnah says it's Mutav Achila. When you shech the mother later, the whole thing becomes Mutav Achila. So my love, doesn't the Mishnah mean to say A'uber, doesn't A'aver, doesn't even mean the Aver, this limb, the hand that came out, since now it's back in again, the Shechita helps, and Chul B'Yakashem of Yudim Arav. So when it says, no, it's not the Pshan the Mishnah. I'll tell you A'uber. The Mishnah only means to say the Uber, the part that's still inside and that never went out, that's Mutav Achila. So more is the question, if the Mishnah is talking about the Uber, the fetus itself that's still inside, that the Shechita of the Ein helps for that, so my Iri has Zero, what does the Mishnah have to say we're talking about? That the fetus brought its hand back in again. Even if the fetus did not bring its hand back in, even if the hand is staying outside the womb, still, when you make a shechita on the mother, whatever inside the womb, inside the stomach, should be mutav achila. So what is the Mishnah when we're talking about the uber itself? Why do we have to say the yad came back in again, even if the yad is still outside, it should be the same halacha? So this will be mashma, we're talking about the yad itself, and therefore the yad is only mutav because it came back in again. So once again, no, there could be a tzaddik. I'll tell you really who are doing the same halacha would apply. Afagav the loyher zirei. Even though they did not return it, the same halacha would apply, that the rest of the Uber is Mutav Achila. But the idea to call boy Misna Sefer, since the Mishnah wants to say a Chiddush of the Sefer, that the Sefer says, Hoitzi Es Reisho, we took out its hand, Apo Pisha Viroi, Hoitzi Es Reisho, we took out its head. Now, even though it returns the head back in again, HaRezer Kiyamid, that now this Uber has luck like was already born already, it has its own Chiyas, and it does not become mutter anymore, the Shechita same. So if here it's only a Chiddush, here the Chiddush is the one that went out, even though it comes back in again, still the whole thing is also. That's why it says in the Sefer that it brought the head back again. So because of the Sefer, I'll tell you, Tony Nami Reish Hezirai, that's why the Reish also said the case is Hezirai, where the fetus brought back its end, but really doesn't make enough communion the Reish, whether it brought it back, but it brought it back or not. The Maestro that's inside is mutter, and what once went out has the Yisra Treif, but remains also. Now, the Seif, the most question is so, the Seif of my Kamashmah, what's the Chiddush of the Seif of our Mishnah? That the Chivon, the Yotzer Roshay, once the head of the fetus leave goes outside the womb, is heavily later, it's clearer the later, and therefore it's clear that the whole animal, this whole fetus, is not part of the mother anymore. So, what's the question? Tanina, we learned this word, we learned this in Mishnah Mechayus, we learned this halach already. Tanina, what's called the Bechor that will have a lock of Nachlo get up Pishnayim in the Yerusha or Yash in two portions, but it's not a Bechor Lekanim, you don't have to have lock of Pidyin HaBen. Rashi says Bechor Nachlo means Linyan, Binyan, Vlad, Shiru Lechai. So Vlad of Nachlo is not the first one that's able to live, the first son that's born that can live. Vimah Yerul Lechaz is not fit to live. Loi maske es habo achro, but doesn't give the second one. If the second one is not losing din bechor, losing tishnayim. If the righteous oinay, mishalibay dovol, that's be somebody that he cries about, means about kayuma. Rashi says, avol mipidin abechor, poita es habo achro. But even if the first one dies, does not live, still it pockets the second one is not called bechor for pidin aben. Shrei zeh petras rechem. Because Pidyon HaBen is telling you in the pet the rechem, the first one that came out of the rechem. The first one, even though it died, but the second one is called the second one, it's not called the first one anymore. So what type of the Bechor is this? That has the lach of to take Yerusha twice, two portions, but it's not a Bechor Lekahanim. It's a Bo Achen Afolim. The second baby that comes after the first one, it was an Eifel, out of miscarriage. Rashi says, Shlo Kobach Hadashim, it didn't live, it wasn't a 9 month old baby. So, it says clearly, after Pishyotzer Roshay Chai, even though the first one put out its head when it was alive, or then test, or else the baby was 9 months old, Shiyotzer Roshay Mace, its head came out when it was a mace, it has a loch, it's called the Bechor, the first one is called like Yelud, that the second one is not called a Bechor for Kanim. Now, Taimoi the Roshay Mace, only because the head came out when it was dead. A Roshay Chai, Habra'achrov, Bechol Anachna Lam Namel Hevi. Like, why do we say this first Diyak? That Negati Yerusha is so called the Bechol, that's only because the first one came out dead, even though it was a 9 month old baby, but it came out only the head dead, that's not called Yelud. But a mashrif would have come out chai, alive, just bring out its head, that's too, like a lady completely by the first one. And therefore the second one that comes out later is not even a bechor for nachla. So we learned this chiddush already, that by nodem, that when it gives birth, when the head comes out, it's called pure literary. So I don't need the chiddush Rav Mishnah teaches by behemah, you say when the head comes out, it's fitted like it's born already. So Mar says, v'chitayna, maybe you want to say, maybe learn from me, that ha'shemina bi'odom, the kamash number behemah, maybe in fact we need two different mishnayis in. We need one mishnah in b'chorus by odom to teach us that when the head comes out, it's called kilud. And we need another mishnah here by behemah teach us also that when the head comes out, it's called kilud. That the reason why we do not learn out one from the other is maybe like this. There's the odom the behemah yalef. It would only say our mishnah by behemah. I would not know by another also that the coming out of the head is called kilud. The ain't toizdim the behemah. Maybe only by behemah there's no toizdim. There's no like a pierced way between the woman when it comes out. Therefore, by behemah, as soon as the head comes out, the tzitzit, like the whole goof is out already. It's called a labor. But maybe by an odom, since there's a toizdim there, there's like a womb in the canal. So when the head comes out of the womb, maybe it's not considered like your labor yet until the rave of the body comes out. So if we just say a behemah, I would not know by an odom. And the opposite way also. Or behemah meyodim leyalf, I would not learn out. If I only have the Mishnah Becheris about an odom, that when the head comes out, it's called kilud, I would not know by a behemah also that way. Why? Because the choshev parts of ponim bidei, because a person's faith is very choshev. The faith of a person is a choshev thing. It's very important. Therefore, when the head comes out, it's called kilud. By shenken by behemah, his face, his parts of it, is not nikah so much in the face itself. So I would have heard to say, maybe it's not called kilud dummy. Therefore, I need both Mishnayisin. So Rashi still says no. Hanami Taninin, who learned this also. Rashi says, but Behemah Nami Taninin, the Masnifim Apirik and the Rashi of Eleda. We learned already even by Behemah also, that when the head comes out, it's called like a Eleda. Why? Because we learned like this. We learned Shil Yashiyotasa, that the placenta comes out. Shiyotasa Mikhtasa, part of the placenta comes out. Either by an Isha or by a Behemah. It's also treated. If the placenta comes out, it's also treated now the placenta by a behemah. Why? Because kesimin vlad beisha, kach simin vlad behemah. Just like by an isha, when the placenta comes out, we have to be afraid that maybe in that piece of the placenta was the head. And since the head came out, it's still like the baby was born already. The same thing by a behemah also. If only part of the placenta comes out of the behemah, we have to be afraid in that mixus of the placenta is the whole head. And when the head comes out from the behemah, it's clearly kilud dami. So again, so the chur we learn clearly, even by the behemah also, when the head comes out, it's called kilud. So what's the chiddush of our mishnah over here? So it was like this. Iyan with bishtam, it would be good, very good. It would be very good if you want to tell me, herzira b'reisha dafka. But the Mishnah says, what the dafka? Because you put the hand back, and then tak it's mutter to eat the hand. So that's what says in the Reisha Zirei. So I tell you then, turn the safe or to Reisha. It says in the safe also, putting back third, or to the Reisha. But really the safe is extra. We know already that a lady with the head coming out is called a lady. But early on, if you want to tell me, lady Reisha dafka, no. And the Reisha doesn't make enough to mean whether he puts his hand back or not. And Ubalay, the Sefer Dafkin, the Sefer first doesn't make enough communion whether he puts his head back or not. But the Maestro by your head, once it comes out, called Kalebidami. And so Lom Lila Misnaya Kalal, why does the Mishnah at all have to say the fact that either the animal, the fetus, brought back its hand or brought back its head? What's the difference? Really, when the Mishnah means when he puts back the hand, that the Uber is Mutter, it's taka only the uber that's mutter, not the yad. So the question is, would Omer of Nachman by Yitzchak lenitzucho el mokem chatach? And the Nachman of Yitzchak will soon see, says the Chiddush is, at the place that you actually cut it off, le mokem chatach. So I tell you, Yochanan, here in our mission also, the Chiddush is, lenitzucho el le mokem chatach. It's only in the Geyer, that the Mishnah says, if you put the hand back, that it's mutter, true, it's not the hand itself, it's mutter. It's only the uber. But the difference whether you put the hand back or not is if the hand is on the outside, so you have to cut it off. Now the makum, you cut it off, it's still also a little bit inside. But now they put the whole ring back, even that mokim is also mutter. Rashi says, the only mutter that's only an uber. It's only the fetus that's mutter. I had a kashta, you have a question, chazor in my hanali, the mokim chatach manor. If you didn't return the hand, even if you cut the hand off, you have to leave a little bit off from the inwards, but still offer. And like to cut a little bit inwards. But now that it brought it back, it's mutter. You don't have to save any part of the mukam chatak like we'll soon see. That's a maskamina. I guess so then you don't have to cut inwards, but just could be mitzamtzim exactly with the mukam that came out. Just that mukam alone is enough to cut off its also. But the rest of the fetus is mutter. So Toshma coming here says, Behema Makasha Leilat. Habema is having a hard time giving birth. Hoitzi Uberes Yodoi, if the fetus puts out its hands, the Achzirudana brings it back again. Viachakach Shochet Asimoi. And then you shech the mother, Mutta Viachilo. Shno, then it's Mutta Viachilo. So soon see what's Mutta. Pashtav Minu again is that even the Yad that's inside there is also Mutta Viachilo. Not like Rav Yudah Mashmuel. Hoitzi, what's going to be? That's going to be Shochet Asimoi. That first you shech the mother, and the Yachakach Zira, and then the Uber returns his hand back inside, then it's also Vachilo. It's only also if the hand was outside, Bishash Chito. So if the hand was back in again, Bishash Chito, Mashmakil, it's Mutta Vachilo. What's going to be Haitzi as Yodai Vachotchoi? So the fetus put out its hand, and he cut it off before the Shchito. The Yachakach Shochet Asimoi, and then you made a Shchito on the mother. So Shebachut's tummy. What's outside is tummy. Rashi says the Afinu Bova wrote it, Shavu Menachai Metama Kevin Menan Veila Menachiyonis Menan Behema. But that thing that was cut off when it was still alive, it's called Avu Menachai, it has tumor like Tumas Veila. So what's outside is Taka tummy. And the also Tzasatit, the Shebafanim, but the Uber that's inside, Tor, it's Tor, has no tumor. Or Muta and Ladi is also. And it was alive, it was not makabla and tumas eichlin. So therefore it's muta. That's muta vachila. Now what's going to be shochet asimote? First you shech the mother, the yachaka chodchoi, and then later first you cut off the hand that's outside. The locker is habosor. The bosor is considered maga nevelo. It's sort of like it's touching the nevelo. Didn't really mayor. Rashi says habosor means call Uber, the whole fetus. So you have a hema, no good be over to me, touch your saver to me. In other words, when you made the shchita, so the maifa, it's called now, there has a shem eichel on it. The behemoth and the fetus has a shem eichel. And the yad is sticking outside, has a tumas eivim menachai on it, has a tumas like an avelo. So since you didn't cut it off yet, it's now metame the eichel. Therefore, even though you cut it off later, it's called Maga Nevela. It's like the Uber is touching that Nevela. Therefore, the Uber now that has a Shem Eichel, after the Shchita becomes Tamei. These are words of Rimeya. The Chum and the Chum say, Maga Treifa Shchita. No, it's only sort of like it's touching a Treifa Shchita. In other words, the Shchita of the mother helps enough to say that that Yad that's sticking outside has no more Tumas Nevela on it. It feels like a shchita was done to it. So even though the shchita of the mother does not help on the yad on the hand of the fetus that's outside the womb to make it muta b'achila, but our koponim is considered that the shchita helps for it at least to take off the tumas nevela. So therefore, when you cut off that yad, it's not considered maga, the best of the rest of the fetus is like not touching a nevela, but it's only touching a trefa shchita which has no tumor. Therefore, it's tohor. The Mor says, Ketonu Mias Reish. What do we learn in the Reish? This is the Braisa. The Mor says, now, Koponim Ketonu Mias Reish. What do we learn in the Reish over here? That Hoitzi Uberes Yodai. It is Uber the fetus first put out its hand before Shchitas Aim. And then the Chzir, it returned it back inside. Viacha Kach Shokar Esim, and then you made a Shchit on the mother. It says, Mutta Biachila. It's Mutta Biachila Stan. So Pashtis, my love doesn't mean to say, Ha'iva. But even the Eva, this Yad that's outside, is also Mutta Bachila. So again, not like a Yudah Mashmuel. So Mor says, Lei, Ataya Uber, it's only going on the fetus itself, that's Mutta Bachila. For the Gemara, Iya Uber, if we're talking about now the fetus, it's a Eima Sefer, what is the Sefer say? It says, Shachot, that's Imai. if those tishechted the mother, viachakacha zero, and then the fetus returned its yad, is also bechilo. It's also bechilo. And the question is why? The ubu, if we're talking about the ubu itself, the fetus itself, amai also, why is it also? Lemaisa b'shash chita saying it was inside the stomach. Only the yad was outside. So good, the yad at most should be also. But how could you tell me the whole ubu itself was also? So the answer is, k'diyom Rav Nachman by Yitzchok, l'nitzche, not the chiddush over here, is that says zasuyom, and the claim, about it's not the actual ubu itself. Avada, the actual uber itself that was inside b'shash chit is mutter l'achila. But the gaya that it's also l'achila, a part of the uber means, el l'mokem chatach. It just means the l'mokem chatach, we have to cut it off. Again, here the case was, where the hand was outside b'shash chit, so, and then it's brought back in again. So since b'shash chit was outside, the yad outside has no rubber trefu on it, and you have to cut it off. When you cut it off now, you cannot just cut off the exact mokum. You have to cut off a little bit from inside the fetus itself. So that little part of the fetus that has to be cut off now also with the yad, that's what's called osa bachila. That's called the mokum chatach. The mokum you have to cut it off now. That's his loch of Nachum Rabbi Yitzchok. So Achinam here also, and his son is also the same thing. The mitzvah, the Christmas rice is, and the mokum chatach. So the mokum when you cut it off are the yad. But you can't just cut off exactly mitzumsum where it was out, but you have to cut a little bit off from the inside of the fetus itself. That's called part of the fetus is also. But only that little part, not more. Moses Amy, it's not that way, it's not true. Vokiyosi Yavinu, when Avini came. Vivei Chuzoi from Chuzoi. Osi came, the ice must need some beer. He came and he brought a bracer with him. The bracer says like this. He brought a bracer like this, it says, Parsa Hechfi Ocho. The question means the case where the feed the uber stuck out its parsa, stuck out its hoof, and then it brought it back in again, and now you make a shkita the same. Ochel, poshen mashmilad, eat the parsa itself. Parsais, let's say the uber stuck out two of its hooves, it went outside the animal, and then it brought it back in again. Hechzer brought it back in again. Echel, mashmilad, eat. So chul maila doesn't need to say the price, hechzer, parsa, ochel, parsa. That when the animal, the fetus, brings back its parsa tubes, you now and then you made the shechita same. You even allowed to eat the parsa that was outside. So again, mashmi, even the uber, the yad that was outside because mutter shechita. So what's the law? Could it not be shown the price of loy? Hechse parsa echel uber. Just mean to say, if the hooves were brought back in again, and then you make a shechita, so just uber itself you allowed to eat. So what's the question? E uber, if we're talking about the uber itself, that never went out yet, so my ira hechsa, what do you have to say? The case is that the hooves were brought back in again. I feel like hechsa nami, even if the hooves were not brought back in, even if they're still outside, but so what? It should be mutter bachila, the uber itself. Again, this amr of Nachum by Yitzchak, when it's clear, the chiddush of this bracer is, and the mokum chatach, the afkumina is, if the yad, the hoof is still outside, the shashchita, so now when you got to cut off the hoof, it can't stand cut off next to the, can't stand cut off the exact mokum, but you have to go in a little bit and cut off a little bit of the fetus itself. That's not chumin. If it was brought back in before shechita, then you don't have to cut off from the fetus. It's enough just to cut off exactly the mitzumsum, the part that was outside. That's not chumin. It was brought back before shechita, the mokum chatach. You have to cut off a little bit more of the fetus or not. So Mara still says, for trei kroi konosiv lo, the two different sukkim we're bringing down over here. So my love, this parasa echsa, parasa is like two different sukkim we're dashing here. Rashi says, Rasidi Gmolen of Samach Test dashes these two sukkim. It says, the behema teichlu, or parasa, parasa is tichsiv bay. Yeah, so these sukkim we're dashing. So the Gmolen is, my love isn't talking about chad, one person needs to be matal yever. The chad, the mokum chatach, that there are two psukim. One tach is matter even the aver itself. But with one posuk only know the mokum chatach. But then the second posuk teaching us the whole aver is mutter. So Rashi says, no, chad, the mokum chatach, for chad, lekolot, the meyapora. The second posuk is never chiddush. And the first posuk is the mokum chatach. Meaning to say that if it was hechzer brought back again, so then you could cut off exactly mitzumsum. You don't have to take off more from the fetus. Whereas if the yad was still outside, then you have to take off from the fetus a little bit more. But the second pasuk is not to be mater the uber, not to be mater the aver itself. So the yad is mutter. No, the yad could be its also. The second pasuk is liklet b'meyei poro and valibu Rav Shimon kohen Rav Shimon. Now the halacha of liklet b'meyei poro means where a poro, where a cow became pregnant, and the fetus inside, his hooves are not cut, are not split. They're flat hooves. That's called kolot, which really is a simen of a behemoth tumeya. So going now, leave with Rabbi Shimon. The what the Yom Rabbi Shimon holds that kolot ben poro is also. It means if a poro, if a cow gives birth to the baby, and the behemoth now, the baby, its hooves are not split, it's kolot. He holds it's also, even though it comes out of a cow, and usually a yotzim in our Torah is Torah, Shimon knows since it has the money, Tamei, it becomes Tamei. But Chiddush is, Hani, Milu, when do I say that? That the Vlad is also, that's Heichid, the Yotzli, Avraham, only when it came out, after it's born, came out on the world. But here in the case, we have Yeshech, the mother, the Poro, and inside the mother you find this Uber, that its hooves are not split, Yeshari, it's mutter. That's what the second pasuk is teaching us now. That what's inside the uber that's inside is still mutter bechila. Only the part that's inside. The part that came outside, that's taka also. Now, Ula Amar Rav Yech, Ula says over there, Rav Yechanan, the Eber that's my mutter, he dings it. And he says, no, even the Eber, even the piece that's outside, that's also mutter if it came back in again, b'shchita sein. Oh, Malay Rav Yudal Ula. I vohor Rav Shmuel Yamatavai. They both say Namal Yud. They both say Eber Atzmei Zosa. So Omalei said back to him, "My Yoyev Lon may afro the Rav Shmuel. Who would give me some dirt like from Rav Shmuel? Or Malido Nenayin? I'd put it into my eyes. Meaning to say, like I hold a lot from what they're saying. But what can I do? But Elohoch Yom Rav Yechonon. This is what Rav Yechonon said. Elohoch Yom Rav Yechonon. Uno thing over them Rav Yechonon." That Hakol Hoye Bechlau. Everything was Bechlau, the Pesach of Bosa Basay the Treif, Bosa Basay the Treif Loi Toichlu. Anything you find outside the Mechitza Tag is also Bechila. But so really, this hand that comes outside the Uber, the hand of the Uber that comes outside really should be also, it should be Treifa. But not Kishapor Bechlau Kosm. The Torah says a Prat. Gabe Chatis, She Yosus Tochus the Mechitza Tzasson, the Chosur is also. We have a korban chatzis, but you bring it outside its mechitza. So that's a psul yetzi on it. Even though you bring it back inside again, it still remains also. So the idea is chatzis to the part like monobor. So only by chatzis that there's a plot to say that it's also. I will call mili anything else. Keep on the heart of shari. Once it returns, it comes back inside again, it becomes mutter v'achila. So Rolf, even though this yad of the uber, the chatzis went outside, it has a psul trefer on it. But later, when it comes back in again, it becomes mutter. That's Ula's din, the name of Rabbi Yechonon. On this mace, we have a question. It says, both of us said the trefoloi teichlu, that not Tamilim was supposed to come to teach us. So it's like this. Refisha metzini by Maise Sheni, we found Aloha by Maise Sheni, and Ubikurim by Bikurim. Rafa pishi yotzechusim chitzosan. Even when you take these pairs of Maise Sheni and the pairs of Bikurim, and you take them outside, you shalayim. Then you bring it back inside. You shlaim the Torah that you let eat the Maaseh Sheni still or the Bikurim. If so, Yochlai would have thought to say Av Zekein. The same thing applies by Bosa Basada Treifa. Also, Talmudim it says no Treifa. That it's a Treifa. Once it's Chal, a Pesul Treifa on the Behema on the meat, it remains a Treifa. So the Chura, it means to say the Chura this Eivra. Once it went outside, it still remains also. Not like Ula Rav Yechonon. So Moshe says, "My Tamuda, what the limud here? I'm a rabbi, ketreifa. I'm not like a treifa. My treifa is a regular treifa. Kivu chenitreifa. Once it becomes a treifa, shuvain leheta. Once it behemu becomes a treifa, there's no way to matter anymore. So the same thing. After boss, the same thing is meat. Kivu shiyotz chutzem mechitza. Say once it goes outside the mechitza, it shuvain leheta. It has no more heta anymore. It's on a chura." There should be kasha numa. Here it's mashma. Once the Avra goes outside the behema, they get nisa trefu on it. The nisa trefu remains and can't go off anymore. Even though it's brought back inside again, it still remains also. So, Moshe says, "Look at the tiyufta nula." Some amount. What we just said before. So since we found the ma'isishenu bikurim, so that when they go outside, they could come back in again. So the more hechem matzinu, where do we find this clear? Yes, here the pasuk says, loisucha lecha b'sherecha. You cannot eat b'sherecha ma'isa degoncha. So dashim b'sherechu d'leitechol. Avoyot v'chutzim v'chitzasim v'chazru mutarim. So yes, the pasuk says loisucha lecha b'sherecha means outside Yerushalayim you can eat ma'isisheni. So these b'sherechu d'leitechol only outside Yerushalayim. Avoyotzav goes outside Yerushalayim, chusim chitzosim, the chosu goes back in again. Mutarim, that's what I said. The ma'aseh shein will be kuvur, because back into Yerushalayim, avad is still allowed to eat it. Now, but Marav in Eretz Yisrael, Master Vach, they learn like this: that Rabbi Marav says yesh leido liyevorim. They learn like this: that the cloud of yesh leido liyevorim is even if only one aver comes out, it's sort of like a leido. Means to say, when the yad comes out of the animal, it's also even though it comes back in again. And Rabbi Yechon Rama know, ain't later for him know that the hand goes out and then comes back in again. It's not cool like later becomes mutter. My benayu, ikka benayu, lemeisa miyuti eva shebechnim, to ask for this little meat eva that's inside. So the more means, what's the difference how you touch it up with this ain't later or there's no psal yotzei? So what it says, nafkamina is, meat eva shebechnim, means if rove over the eva went out and the meat is still inside, see if you stole it in later, it would become osa, and also it would become osa. According to first lesson, what's inside will not be osa. It's only osa what's outside, not what's inside. All right, we'll stop here. We'll continue on the next tape.